Oh, Rabbi, good morning. We have to use Aleph on the base. We started the Mishnah yesterday, we did the Mishnah, and we're going to start the Gemara today. Now let's just do a quick recap. A quick recap on the Sugya. The Mishnah brought down a Machlokes, a Meir, and a Yehuda. Till when are you allowed to eat chametz? The Meir said you can eat chametz until the beginning of the sixth hour. Beginning of the sixth hour, you have to burn the chametz already. And Yehuda said, no. You can't eat chametz longer than the fourth hour. Come fifth hour, you're not allowed to eat chametz anymore. Now we mentioned that really, I thought, according to the Torah, you're allowed to eat chametz until the end of the sixth hour. And everyone here in this Gemara was concerned that did not allow everyone in the Mishnah, all the opinions, the three opinions in the Mishnah, all the opinions in the Mishnah for babies to eat chametz during the sixth hour. That's possible, they made it clear because they're worried that he might come to eat chametz after the sixth hour. So that's clearly the thing. But China was, did they make any great exer than that? Did they extend the exer more than 1 hour? So Kundra Meyano, only 1 hour they made the exer, that's it. Before and earlier than that you can eat. Kundra Yuda, no, there's a concern a person might get mixed up, and therefore they extended it an extra hour. So 2 hours before Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat chametz according to Rabbi Yehuda. As a concern, there might be already Chatzos, and you might be eating chametz after Chatzos. So 2 hours before Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat chametz. And then there was a third opinion of Gamliel, who made the chiluk between chulin and truma. And we'll see in the Gemara why that is. That chulin and truma, that chulin, you cannot eat, he's held like a yehuda, but you can't eat that from 2 hours before chatzos. I think in truma you have like a meyer, so you're allowed to eat truma till an hour before chatzos. Okay, that's those are the opinions. And now because of this, that we learned in the Talmud on the base. The Gemara learned there that it says Ach Holok. Ach told me halfway through the day it's also Nachi. Yeah? That's Talmud on the base. So because of this Mishnah that's discussed about people making mistakes, we now have a blot of Gemara discussing about people making mistakes. And Nachmina, we got the Eidos. If two Eidim say Eidos, they have to say the same thing. Now if one person speaks in French and one person speaks in English, that doesn't matter, because they're both saying the same story, as long as they're both saying the same story. Now, if one person's colorblind, for instance, and for him, green is blue, and he says that the guy was wearing a blue t-shirt, and the other one said he was wearing a green t-shirt, it's also okay, because we know they're both talking about the same thing. Says what he calls green, he calls blue, so that's also no problem. They're both talking about the same thing. So as long as they're both talking about the same thing, it's okay. So now that's going to be the shadow. What happens if two people say, one person says the story happened at 3 o'clock in the morning, and the other one said it happened at 3 o'clock in the day, and the other one said it happened at 4 o'clock in the day. So they sound like they're saying contradictory statements. But maybe perhaps not. Maybe they're both talking about exactly the same story. So if you get mixed up between an hour, if I can get mixed up, just like between the Chatzos and an hour before Chatzos, people get mixed up. The same story could be with Eidos. As long as they're both saying the same Eidos, although they're expressing it in different ways, that's not a problem. Right? So that's going to be the Shaila, that's going to be the Gemara, which will take us a whole daf of Gemara. So let's give it a start. Tanan Hosom. It says in Mishnah in Sanhedrin. Tanan Hosom. Efod Oymel Mishnah Mechodesh. One aid says that this story happened on the second day of the month. And the other one said it happened on the third day of the month. So it sounds like it's contradictory, right? One said the story happened on the second day, one said the story happened on the third day. Nevertheless, it goes on Kayem. The Eidus is Kayem. The Eidus is substantiated. It's true. We're not worried about that it's one day out. Why? Shavei Yudea Biboish HaChodesh. Yudea Biboish HaChodesh. knows. One of them knows the Ibur Shofes. One of them knows that the previous month was added a day. And the other one didn't know that. So it's explaining. Every month can either be 30 days or 29 days. Every Hebrew month. Sometimes the Mekadosh, the Chodesh, on the 31st day, which means that it's supposed to be the 31st day, and the previous ones had 30 days. And sometimes they made the Chodesh on the 30th day, which means that the previous month had only 29 days. So now, if a person comes along and says, today is the second day of the Chodesh, now it could be because he knows that they made the Chodesh 2 days ago, or could be that he's speculating it's the second day of the Rosh Chodesh. He doesn't know when the Chodesh was, but he made the Chesed after the previous month. So if two people said, one person said the second and one person said the third day of the month, so now we are guessing or expecting of synthesis, why should that be? But we have to suspect that what happened really here is that one who said it's the second day of the month. Why was it the second day of the month? They really took on the same day. He's the second, he's the first. So why did he say the second day of the month?
Because
it was the 30-day month. I thought I'd check that one out better. It's the 30-day month because the previous one is a 30-day month, and therefore you just had 2 days after Yisraelis. I say anything, one is in 3 days, he thought Yisraelis was a day earlier. He thought it wasn't Mu'uba, he thought the month was only 29 days. So he was counting 3 days after that. So they're both talking about the same day. Chiddush, no? They can kill people based on this assumption. Chiddush.
Why should
they
be mevarit?
Oh, be mevarit? Why should, how are you going to be mevarit?
You're asking, why do you think it's the second day of the month?
Nachon, Rabbanu is asking this question. How can we kill people based on this assumption that maybe he thought this and he thought this? And then more than that, there's a bell. Why didn't you ask them? Tell him, Shabbat, tell me, you know, I don't know how many days is the previous month. That is a discussion that is going to be
over.
Oh, very good, Rabbi Akiva. You know what? Perhaps it's a good idea for us to skip just to another Mishnah, which is exactly parallel to this one, Tanan on the Yud based on the others. Yud based on the others. Exactly parallel to this one, to where, you know, there's a starling thing. Tanan Hoyu Boitkin. Maybe down the star. Yud based on in the middle of the page. If you put one finger at the top, one finger at the bottom, and you join them, it'll be one word, one line below it. Shanan, right? It's closing a mission, yeah. But the mission says, how you both can also be shalachakus. You need to do a chakir. The base needs to check 7 chakirs. 7 chakirs means you need to ask 7 questions to do with time. What are the questions? Veda Shavua. Shavua means which Shmita cycle is on. Veda Shavua. Which year is the Shmita cycle? Beza Chodesh, which month? Bekama Bechodesh, what day of the month? Beza Yoim, which day of the week? Beza Shoah, which hour? And Beza Mokim, and where it was. Those are the 7 Chakiris that we have to ask. We have to ask the Shmita cycle, means the 7 Shmita cycles of the Yodel. Which Shmita cycle was it in? Which year of the Shmita cycle? Which month in the year? Which day in the month, what was the date for Kitzah, and then what hour, and where it was. Those are the 7 questions. So, Rabbi Akiva is right, that if we ask them which date, and they tell us 1 day apart, and we ask them which day, and they both say the same day, that already answers the Rabbanu's question. They're already showing us that they know what they're talking about. And we can explain the mistake. It wasn't a mistake because they lied. It was a mistake because one knew this and one didn't know it. So that answers the Rabbanu's question, which Satan's going to express. Very good. Then I'll ask the question, and the guy can answer that.
Isn't that only claiming today to be able to say what your Smith is like when you're off?
No Smith is like, yeah,
say it.
The 7 Shmita cycles and the Yoyo. So, okay. So that was very good. That's the first mistake.
Well,
you
went to somebody
to make
a mistake on the day of the week.
Huh?
Sometimes
you get confused
what day it is.
Finish the 8th. Even that don't know what they're talking about, then not even.
What's the person said, I'm not sure.
So there's a din. So they also got the Gemara, we'll see later on, there's a din. Kol Eidus has to be Shatei Yochoy Lahazimo. Every Eidus, every Kasha, if you're able to be Mazim, if you're able to make them into Zeymamim. Eidus has to be Eidim that can be Zeymamim. What's Zeymamim? Zeymamim means that if Reuven and Shimon give Eidus about a secret story, then Levin Yehuda can come along and say, how can you give Eidus about that story? Imano Hayita and the Makom Pleni, you were with us in that place. And therefore you're not able to give Eidus. Now Eidus has to be, Eidus is acceptable if it's possible to be Muslim. It's only acceptable if it's possible to be Muslim. And therefore, if there is one day on one day and one day on a different day, then, and they don't mean what they're saying, then we can't be Muslim then, because we can't prove to them that they'll say, oh, Imani, you were with us on Tuesday. No, really, I meant Wednesday. So it can't be. So it has to be Eidus that you've been met can tie down to a particular day. Seems they say, I don't know. Let's say that the Eidim come to Basin, and the Basin say, no, what day of the week will this run? Anytime I think about what day of the week is, then it's darling, and I wouldn't say that long. So he didn't know, right? So what would be in that case? So the Eidim's not custom, because you can't catch them then. You can't see Mono use them if you don't know what day of the week it was. So Leila, that's critical. So what we're saying here about the day of the month, as much as we know in the end of the day that they really mean the same day of the month, how do we know it? We're actually suggesting because we then say what day of the week it was. So we put two and two together. We know that they are talking about the same date. Then it's okay. Then we accept the Eidus and the Eidus Kayim. So let's start again. Tanan Hoffman from the Gemara. Yeah, back to the Gemara. Tanan Hoffman. You don't have a minute. Tanan Hoffman. Echadim Yerushalayim B'chodesh. 1 8 says it happened on the second day of the month, and 1 said it happened on the third. Yishlisha B'chodesh. The Adin in the Bach. Eidus and Kayemet. The Eidus is valid. Why? I do seem to be contradicting each other. No contradiction. So there you are. Bibush HaChodesh is there, you need there Bibush HaChodesh. One knows what day of the month it was, but one knows that they extended the previous month by one day. There's a any day Bibush HaChodesh, one didn't know that they extended the month by one day. Echad HaYimei B'Shloisha V'Echad HaYimei B'Hei. But if one aide said that it happened on the third day of the month, and one said it happened on the fifth day of the month, Eidus on potato. Then the Eidus is bottom. Eidus on potato, Eidus is bottom. Then they're clearly lying. Why are they lying? Because they're 2 days out, right? The previous month is never 2 days long. So Mela, that Eidus is bottom. Why? Maybe we can say that he didn't know that last month and the previous month was extended. Ramazal. The place is also going to address that, and the idea is you have to go across the majority of people. You need the majority of people. The fact is that Shlomazel, as the Baroness calls him, you can't accept such ages based on perhaps this thing. You need to be that the majority of people don't know 1 month out. 2 months already is pushing, it's finished. So we can't accept that ages. Even though they're saying the same thing. Even though they're both saying the same day of the week, they're both going to say it's on a Tuesday, and one says the Tuesday was the third, and one says the fifth, can't accept the Eidus because there's something fishy with Eidus.
I'm saying that in the first scenario that we expected it is conceivable that one of them made a mistake and happened to be the same day.
So we'll see. It's really that the Zeroid people don't know about. Zeroid people get mixed up about this business because it's not everyone knows which day that they added on a month. They added on a date to the month. So we'll see. It's a combination of two factors. In fact, the Zeroid people can make this mistake and also they knew which day of the week it was. So if you're lacking any of those two, you can't say the latest.
I was lacking either of those. So I know Bagai was Wednesday. So what about the
It's not a curse either. Okay, so now that's all very interesting. They're not so much to do with Pesachim. Here comes something which is more connected to our Mishnah. Echad oime b'shtei shois. One says the story happened in the second hour of the day. Echad oime b'shtei shois. And one said the story happened on the third hour of the day. Eidutron kayemet. The Eidus is kayem. We can accept this Eidus. Why? Why can we accept this Eidus? Well, we're going to see. It's going to be basically that they are talking about the same time. They're talking about the same time. One expressed it in the second hour of the day, and one expressed it in the third hour of the day. We'll see why. There's going to be machlokes about it. But that's, they're both talking about the same thing. But if one said, echad oimer, I've lost the place. Echad oimer b'shalosh, echad oimer b'chamesh, if one said the story happened in the third hour of the day, and the other one said the story happened in the fifth hour of the day, eidus on b'teira, then that eidus is not acceptable. Why? In the past, six other words of your mayor, okay? If you heard the Imam, Jesus and Kayemes. If you said, no, that's fine. So we have a machlik as a mayor of Yudah. If you want to call him a mayor, I don't know, the past six hours for some reason, but machlik is in Tarakam and a Yudah. What's the din if somebody says three and five? Do we say a person is that Jesus? They're really talking about the same thing. The mayor says, no, they're not talking about the same thing. They're too far apart. And if Yudah holds, so they are talking about the same thing, and really they mean the same hour. It does, no? You kill somebody, again, based on such an idea. Somebody says three, somebody says five, we say they're both saying the same thing, and we would kill a person based on it. So obviously we need to understand why that should be. Why should we kill somebody based on a mistake? And they might be saying not the same thing. So now that's going to be the machlokes that Rabbi Noah to explain, how can it be we kill somebody based on either which sounds contradictory? And before we these angels are testifying. Today Reuben killed Shimon. So if two angels testifying, then Reuben killed Shimon. They basically asked the angels, when did Reuben kill Shimon? One said in the third hour of the day, and the other one said in the fifth hour of the day. And the angels will accept that angel, and they'll kill Reuben based on that. You're thinking about your decision, but yeah. No. Forget about the first ages. We accept this ages, and we'll kill Reuven based on it. Right? Which sounds very... We know that the deal is Tila Edo. We have to try and save the guy as much as we can. And here we are saying, say that. So if you do that out of the past, fine, everything's good. Obviously, you made a mistake on the time. Well, what's the shot? So let's see. We have a Rashi. Before we get to our Bayan Rabbah, which is very interesting machlokes, but we have Rashi and Rashi to them. Not Tzitz, just Rashi. Rashi to them. Quite a few. Echad oimer, two Rashi's in the middle of the page. Bang in the middle of the page. Almost. Echad oimer shnei machlokes. Yeah, but from the Abbot? Very good. Echad oimer shnei machlokes. Horag zeh es hanefesh. One says, you should know it was the second day of the month. Horag zeh es hanefesh. This person kills this soul. This person killed the other guy. And the other one said, no, it was on the third of the month. Eizuson kayemes. The Eidus is acceptable of Basin, for you Boitin Oislam Bishevach Hakiris. Basin would interrogate the Eidim with a list of seven Chakirot. Chakiris in English means
investigation.
Seven interrogations sounds a bit tough than what we normally call it. I mean, seven types of questions. The interrogation was made up of seven parts. Right? Seven parts to be Mavaria when it happened, if they're saying the truth. Here they come on, like we learned, we're going to see him, we actually learned it together. Here they come on. The Kivan to Hushul Shneir, since they both agree. They both agree, meaning that happened either on the third day or on the fourth day of the month. So of the week. They both agreed that either happened on Tuesday or happened on Wednesday. Whatever they said, they obviously they both agreed that happened on Tuesday or they both agreed that happened on Wednesday. And when Shabbat Gom Eze Yoim Bechodesh, and when you check which day of the month, Omar Zeh B'Sheini, Mizarim B'Shlishi, one said it was B'Sheini and one said it was B'Shlishi. So now, what's Chash? Was it on the second or was it on the third? But since they both said it happened on Tuesday, or they both said it happened on Wednesday, we know Shneem al Yoim Echad Eidim. They both are testifying about the same day. Elo, Shezer Yoda Bibur Yisofedesh. This one knew that the month was a leap month, since they added on that day. Shechidish of a Mole, they knew that the previous month was Mole had 30 days. Gopa Ishchidish, and Ishchidish was decided, it was designated to be the Yom Shlishim on the 31st day, and the previous month was 30 days. And the other one, they said it was Vishnaim, the Chidish, and there's some Vishnaim, the Chidish, Yoda Boy. He knew it was stated. The one that said it was the second of the month, he knew that the previous month was a leap month. He thought that the month was Hukba on the 30th day. There wasn't a leap month. Since there are people that make such a mistake, even though we are obligated to try and save the guy, so we are obligated to try and break up this Eidus as much as we can. Even though I'm just saying over these words again, we are commanded to divide up this Eidus, to make this Eidus not compatible. That's our avodah. That's our job. Why is that our job? Kedisha to battle to be mevatel the Eidus, to nullify the Eidus, lahatzel et hanefesh, to save this person. Ein biyadeinu koyach hachalkei. We don't have an ability to be mechalik. We don't have an ability to differentiate this Eidus, to say this Eidus is contradictory. Why? Because there are people that make a mistake between the second and third day of the month. Okay, now listen, we read this Rashi, it was a long Rashi. Inside this Rashi is the jewels, which when we learn Tosfos is going to come out even stronger. Now, I want to read the Rashi again, okay? Although we've learned it, I want to read it again, but I just want you to remind yourselves, which we said already, but it could be we should have wrong, we missed it. There's seven chakirs, right? Seven chakirs. What are the seven chakirs? Go on, Yaakov. What are the seven chakirs? In order of them. You must remember the order of them. Otherwise, you have problems. Which Shmita cycle was it? Which Shmita cycle was it? Okay. Number two.
Which year in the
Shmita? Number three. It's very important to know the order. Which Shmita cycle? Which year in the Shmita? Okay, next. Which year in the Shmita? I'm not sure which year. Yeah, which month? Okay. Which day in the month? Right. Which month? Which day in the month? Right there. Which day of the week? Which hour? Which place? Okay, so those are the seven things, and it was said, the Mishnah says in that order. Okay, so we have the Shmita cycle, which year, which month, which day of the month, the date, which day of the week, which hour, which place. All accepting on that? Okay, so let's go to Rashi. Okay, we're going to have Rashi, and we're expecting people to point out something in Rashi. That's not the question I wanted. There's Rashi. Because Rashi is talking about from the Chodesh, right? So Ev Lema Shana Chodesh. There's Rashi. Which day of the month? One says in the second day of the month, Harag Betta Nefesh, he killed the Nefesh. The Ev Lema Eidim Oimer, and the other one says, no! Mishloish B'Chodesh, it was on the third of the month. Eidusam Kayemes, the Eidus is accepted. Ubeisin, how you vote, you know, some Mishana Chakir. Because we come on. Beisin would do, would interrogate them in seven facets. Interrogation.
That's not what it says. Because to first, what's their numbers? And then it talks about the seven
hashes. No, Rashi's explaining. Okay, fair enough. Rashi's explaining. The patient would do the seven, with seven faceted interrogation. This one included in it. The Kiva, the Hushush name, Loim Atin, they both agree that that happened Bishlishi on the Tuesday, by Bevi on the Wednesday, Shabbatkum, and when you then check, Ezi Yoim Bechoydesh. Which day of the month? Omazir Bishani, this one said Abin the second, and this one at the Zama Bishnishi. Shnei Malim Echa de Idu. Each one's talking about the same day. And it's a day of the Bibur Shachodesh. This one knew about the previous month was the leap month. Shachodesh Shaova, the previous month, Mole was leap. The Hukbar is Chodesh Birim Shlishi Echa, and therefore the Chodesh was fixed to the 31st day of the previous month, which means the previous month was 30 days. V'zeh Zohama Mishnayim, Mechodesh, and the one who said it was on the 2nd of the month, the other boy, he knew about it. V'zeh Zohama Shloisha, and the one that said it was on the 3rd of the month, Shava, he thought Shohukbah. Achidish Yom Shloshim, the Rishchodesh was fixed for the 30th day of the previous month. Oil the Yesh Tayim, because since some people do make that mistake, Ava Bisha Mitzuvim Onu Lachalik Ezidusam. Even though Shemitzuvim Onu, we're commanded Lachalik Ezidusam to try and divide up the Eidus, make the Eidus not compatible. Why? Kadesh is a Vatel, so that we should negate the Eidus, the Hatzos and Nefesh, in order to save a person from getting killed. And Biyadeinu Kriyat Nechaz. We don't have that possibility. We are unable to do it. 2 and 3 in the month is not a enough of a differentiation. Why? Because they both agreed that was on a Tuesday or a Wednesday. That's our Rashi expected. Okay, fine. No problem.
It's simple.
What's the problem?
The problem is that he first talks about the first of three things that he said, but there is then an issue about the third month.
Right, thank you very much. Maybe I could well spot it. Rashi says that they asked them, Rashi says, the Kivan the Hushrush name Lema, since they both agreed it was Tuesday or Wednesday. And Okrasha Botkam Ezioy Machoides, when you checked which day of the month, one said it was the second, one said it was the third, we can accept it. Rashi sounds like that we first check the day and then the month. Sounds like a technical point. We'll see when we get to taste it. This is a very different application. Oh,
well, because there's a group in everything. So you should have done this here in proper order. The only dispute is which day of the month it is.
Yeah, the Rashi's mashma that first they check the date. Right? The Kivan, the Hushrush name, and Mishish Ravi, when you check them, sounded like first was they agreed on the day, and then when you check the next question, it's...
You wouldn't even get the next question if they were disputed on the previous question?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah. So it came over at that one?
It's very long, it stays on a Monday, one day on Tuesday, finished.
Oh, yeah, yeah, I thought that the order was different, though.
For some reason, Rashi seems to say to check the date, the day before the date, which we'll see in later.
So, that's like, by the date is always going to be, you're talking about the discrepancy between the first and the third of the month, then, you know, and there's an acceptance that people might not know that, you know, what, how many dates were in the previous month, they don't know when exactly Rosh Hashanah began. Then the box could be checked because that's going in one set of 3, one set of 5, and boom, the box got checked, end of the story. But since that's always an opening, so you go to the next question, is don't speak about the day.
I'm asking 100%. I'm saying in Rashi, if you read Rashi, Rashi sounds like the first question was on the day, and then the next question was on the date. Rashi says, since they checked them on the day, and they agreed. And when you check them on the month, know you won the Asar. We might have to say that Rashi. We might have to say that Rashi. But the time is hard to begin with. We might have to, because when we get to places, we go to the strong presence. That's a simple reading of Rashi. It sounds like that.
Yeah? The first and second of the month.
Oh. Also would be the same, no? Somebody said there was that was on the first day, on the second, so it would be the same. Okay. No, they didn't have, they didn't, we're talking about the time of what happens if it was Venezuela? Well, see, if he says Beis Shaul, when he says Beis Shaul, what about, if I write? When he says Beis Shaul, we'll be able to work that out. If he says it was Venezuela, then we can maybe understand what he's saying. Yeah, maybe. And he goes on Betelo. Says Rashi, the next Rashi, if they are 2 days apart, he goes on Betelo, the bar, 2 dates apart, right? The third and the fifth date of the month. The bar economic. And this, there's no, no mistake. The crux is, and the prophet says, with the Rashto, the Chalto, the Hine, Emes, nothing. The prophet says, you have to be Mabariah. The edus has to be accurate. We lie, and if it's not accurate, we can't kill the other guy. Both the person they're testifying about is going to be potter, because we don't have edus, which is kosher. And also the edim that are testifying also psurim, because even though the normal is, the din is that we do kosher zoma mlasis ochis. If edim zoimim testify that Reuben should be killed, and they're caught out, and they themselves get killed, that's only by edim zoimim. But here wasn't edim zoimim. Here they were caught out because there was discrepancy in the edus. And therefore, they don't get killed. The Eidim Nerogim Elo Alidei Hazom. The Eidim don't get killed. They only get killed Alidei Hazom through Hazom first. And this wasn't Hazom. This was through Hachosom. There's something called Hazom and something called Hachosom. Hazom means that the Eidim was saying exactly the same thing. And then along came two other Eidim and testified that they weren't there even. So in such a case, we kill these Eidim. It's a Kosos. And kill the first of Eidim. And so in came, here we're talking about Hachosha. Hachosha means that they are contradicting each other. So we don't have Eidim Bechlam, right? There's no Eidim. They contradict each other. If there's no Eidim, then they are possible. And therefore, they don't get killed. And obviously, if there's no Eidim, there's nobody to testify about. And therefore, he's also a possible. There's the Aram Rashi. At the moment, not sure how far to go with this. There's the Aram Rashi. It's definitely Aram. If I ask you, why don't we kill this guy? The guy that they testified. They were saying Reuben killed Shimon. Why don't we kill Reuben for killing Shimon? What's the answer? We have Aiden. They contradict each other, yeah? Do you need to bring me a kosher for that? Do you need to bring me a apostle to say that don't kill Reuben? Why? People don't make these mistakes. We say people don't. Because that's the difference between 2 and 3 and 3 and 5. So why is it that between 2 and 3 we can't? We do kill Reuben. And between 3 and 5 we don't kill Reuben.
Why is it
the same? No, there's a cost. No, there's a cost for that. Because people make mistakes. And people don't make mistakes. That's why. That's how Rashi is Masrid.
You can't be Masrid.
That's why? Or because there's no Aedus in.
And that's why no Aedus.
No, I'd say even better. They're saying different stories. It's very different stories. It's not Aedus before. They're not. One saying on the third, and one saying on the fifth. If one saying on the third and the fifth, then they're not saying the same.
Part of the story is the
say that, but they're lying. Okay, obviously they're trying to make up something, and it didn't work out. Why was it? One thing Reuben killed Shimon, and he was wearing a green coat, the other one's wearing a blue coat. But obviously they're lying, right? Well, well, what's the story?
Somebody can be asked what day of the week is it today, and he thinks it's Sunday. I mean, because the guy's really tired.
Okay.
The guy thinks it's Wednesday.
Right. So the previous Rashi said, the previous Rashi said, if you look at the previous Rashi, the reason why we can't kill him, the reason why we set the Aedus, the reason why we set the Aedus when one says to second day of the month and the other one says the third day of the month was oil the yesh toyin bekach. Think that can people make that mistake? These are the words of Rashi. Oil the yesh toyin bekach. That means that between 3 and 5 people don't make that mistake. And therefore, they are obviously not saying the truth. So it's possible there's no agents because they're not saying the truth. So why does Rashi say, you know why there's no agents? It's because it's a special pasuk with the Rashto Mechakalto. Says Rashi, it's Bahar Lech Elamiti. No one's going to make that mistake between the 3rd and the 5th. No one makes a mistake. Lech Elamiti. No, I'm going to translate those words. The first words of the Rashi is just on the Tehra. It's Bahar Lech Elamiti. Don't make that mistake. So you don't make it. So if they don't make a mistake, you've got two Aedim that are lying. So of course you don't kill them. Learning the Pasuk, learning the Pasuk says you can't rely on Aedim who are lying. No, it's Rashi. Of course it is a Pasuk. With the Rashto of a Chakamto. You need to be Doyish, you need to be Chayker. And they're saying the truth. So it's actually you need to the Aedus and Machavanes. You need a Pasuk for that. You wouldn't have thought so.
You need the Pasuk in order to get them on the other and on
the zone. Rashi is saying why we don't kill the...
We don't kill the Aedus.
Yeah. That's his name. We don't kill any of them. There weren't any Aedus in this story. We don't kill any of them because the Aedus are Betela. There's no Aedus. Why? Because the Rashi is the counter. Being the MS, and it's not MS. So it's strange that Rashi needs to bring a prophet to tell me why this is not a good Jesus. Strange.
Why is it strange?
Because he doesn't. Why is it a prophet? If two people come along and say, Reuben killed Shimon, and the other one says, that Levi killed Shimon. Are you going to kill both Reuben and Levi?
No, Reuben is incorrect. They have seven answers correct. I would say that the
See, also he's saying, oh, which I think is the answer, I think this is the answer, that here they are staying on the same day of the week. They're staying on the same day of the week. They're just making a mistake on the date. Now you're right, it's not normal to make a mistake. But since they're both testifying on the same day of the week, you might have thought, maybe, okay, that doesn't suppose to be. That'll be for the beginning of an answer. Beginning of an answer will say, and that's the chiddush, you're right, that's the chiddush, but they're after the chagat, you need all seven. Yeah, we learn that from the second man. So that's the problem. That's the answer which Chelsea is giving us, which for the time being we'll accept. Right? The answer Chelsea is giving us is you're right. They're not saying the same day. But so what? They're saying the same day, the same guy, they're saying everything else the same. They got mixed up the date, you're right. People don't make that mistake. So what? So scratch that answer. But why does that make it that he's just a potato? That's the possible thing, the positive and Michalstat, we have the answer, it's just a potato. For the time being, that's a good answer. That's when we get to place it again, we might have to reopen this question. But for the time being, that's a good answer. Okay. Echadayim Ebi Shtei Shtoi, it's another Rashi. It's the third last line in the Naralat. Echadayim Ebi Shtei Shtoi, it's just a Kiyemes. Why? I hear this thing happened on the second half of the day. So they all don't account. First they can make that mistake. But if one says, Echadim Yerchomish, Echadim Yerusheva, one said it happened in the 5th hour, another one happened in the 7th hour. So we didn't do that even. We had 2 more lines in the Gemara. Third line in the Gemara. Echadim Yerchomish, Echadim Yerusheva. If one said it happened at 11 o'clock, the 6th hour of the day, and the other one said it happened at 1 o'clock, which is the 7th hour of the day, Eidusan Betelo. Even if you do, it says the person can make a mistake of 2 hours, would agree, Eidusan Betelo, Shevechomish, Chamavamizah. At 11 o'clock, the sun's in the Mizah, or the Sheva, and in the 1 o'clock, the sun's in the Ma'ariv, the sun's early moon, right? So people know the difference between this way and that way. Ah, very good, very good. Very good. It works as shade, okay. There's Rashi, we have two more Rashi, and we're going to stop there. In the 5th hour, the sun is in the east of the Rekia. A person can clearly check out what time of day it was. Alidea says, you can discern this with the shade, because you're nice and yodic, you make it a mizrach. If you put your hand facing east, the shade will be facing west, because the sun is on the east. In the Sheva, Chomis B'Mayiv, the sun's already moved on to the west, and if you put your hand facing the sun, you'll see the shade is facing the east. And therefore, it's clearly able to discern, and we can't accept such aids. So we have the Meir holds a person between 2 and 3 we accept, then 3 and 5 we don't. If Yudha says even 3 and 5 we accept, but everyone agrees between 5 and 7, that you can't accept, because that one of them is lying. Okay, now the next part of the Gemara is where it gets into the Kishkis of the Sugya. What is the Nekutas Machlik between a Meir and a Yudha? Is Machlik Zabai, Shizabai, and Shizabai, Shizabai, and we'll meet again tomorrow.
Hello?
Yes.
Say.